Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Interview.
On 959 Breakfast.
Interview.
On 959 Breakfast.
Covert incest is the conversation of the day. Emotional incest is the conversation of the day. Something that I'm very fascinated about and actually very emotionally aggravated by, because the duties of a husband and a wife are by far emotionally burdensome. For anyone who's not your husband and wife, to just throw that word around, let alone throw it around on a child. And I truly think it's almost like, if I were to claim it as a disease, it's a disease of females. And if men were to be referring to their daughters as wifey or my wife, women would be up in arms. But women think it's okay to call their children sons, hubby. I think that's just wild. In my mind, it's wild. And a lot of single unmarried women do this.
But maybe iphelela with just the title, not actually, you know, treating the kid, the little boy, as the man of the house. You know, you don't give him those responsibilities. You don't give him that much power. It's just a term, maybe. Just a phrase, rather.
Usually phrases come with an emotional dependence to a degree, right? So the person who's using that phrase, I mean, if I'm babying you, right, and I'm loving you, there's a certain endearment and there's a certain emotional attachment to that, unless if we're wired differently. So, but nonetheless, these are just thoughts, processes, and opinions. None of us are experts here. We are joined by educational psychologist Dr. Tshepiso Madenji to unpack for us emotional or covert incest. I'm on the side of the fence where I'm saying it's you can't take that thing lightly. I'm not too sure, but to refer to your child as a wifey or a hubby,
you're just referring. You don't treat them like a hubby.
But here's the thing, emotional outpouring generally to that particular child that is referred to as hubby, particularly the sons. Mm. It's really those parents that do that. There's a very I can't explain it, but it's like a very frightening emotional dependence of outpouring.
Besides emotional outpouring, because there's so many references in terms of relationships, right? You could say my hubby's best friend, my wife's best friend, or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to go to that one relationship where there's sexual relations involved? That's where, for me,
and
personally,
it's so emotionally burdensome once the child realizes
there's so
the
many responsibility, that go with being someone's husband.
Would
or
you call
wife?
Your daughter your wifey? Before you say anything,
you know what?
Would you refer to your daughter as your wife?
If I were to, it wouldn't be because of the sexualness of a wifey hubby relationship, but rather a matter of I answer to my daughter before a lot of things.
So why can't
like, for
she
example,
be your best friend?
On the 1st of December, she's got a play, a school play. I've canceled everything for that day.
Which is fantastic.
Almost like what I'd do for a wifey. She comes first before anybody else.
But would you refer to your daughter as a wifey?
I wouldn't. But
thank you, stop
but,
there.
But hold on.
Why?
Let's say let's say my daughter has said, "Dad, we're gonna have a picnic indoors today. It's Friday." One of my boys called. I would say, we've got a picnic. Not my wifey per se. Do you get me? Because that sounds weird to me.
I would like to throw
I see
this,
nothing wrong in it with it also.
Yeah, I'd like to throw this to Dr. Tshepiso Madenji. Dr. Madenji, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, family. How are you guys?
Fantastic. So you're listening to everything it is that we're saying. What are your thoughts?
Okay. Move away from just the label, because what you're describing is you rising up to fulfilling your parental duties towards your child. And if you're going to say, I'm not using that label and I would never use that label, that's not the point. The key thing is you as an adult, as a parent, actually begin to treat your child like a spouse or parent or partner or your best friend for that matter. And you seek comfort, love, nurturing, support, validation, emotional intimacy, anything that gives you a level of fulfillment that a best friend, a partner, or a spouse would give you, your child becomes the source. We are not talking about you necessarily rising up to be the parental role, but what actually happens is that the child begins to understand that they cannot do what they need to do as a child, because otherwise they'll be abandoning you. Otherwise they will not be paying attention to you. And they also understand that there's a sense of responsibility, like you now said, there's a burden that they carry, that they cannot be themselves. They cannot be truly free, and they have to be an adaptive child, because if they behave well, if they do what you expect, then they get the acknowledgement and the validation that you are giving. But it actually teaches very unhealthy relationship dynamics between them and you, because actually they do not have the emotional maturity or the resources to be able to deal with you when you move on and find your next boyfriend or girlfriend and you are no longer available. They also struggle then to relate to their own peer group because they don't understand what those dynamics are in terms of how they should relate with their peers. And they struggle also with regard to just showing their own independence and finding their own sense of identity in a way of being able to express fears towards you and disappointments and disagreements that they have with you, because they understand that any level of conflict that's going to happen is going to make them also lose this attachment that they have with you. But also you as a parent, you guilt them for not being there. You guilt them for not giving you the advice, the validation, the type of nourishment that you need. And as a result, your child actually realizes that they are the ones that have, they have power in your life, just like you have power over them. And so there's no room for you to move on to another partner, because they feel that they are not just the men of the house, but they actually, they are your husband, you know. And if you find a partner, they're actually now not going to be able to be open to having another relationship because they feel threatened, because that person is clearly going to be interfering with their position.
Dr. Matenji, you've said a lot, specifically how this affects the child, right? Whether immediately or in the future, being relied on by the parent under that reference as a hubby. And it's common amongst women. I've never stumbled upon a man who refers to their daughter as their wife or wifey. I'm yet to. I've heard a lot of single unmarried women refer to their daughters either as their husband's wifeys, wifey number one, or favorite wifey, or hearing women refer to their sons as hubby. What do you say to someone who says they refer to their daughter or son like that, as a joke or just being silly? What's your immediate response to somebody like that?
Let's unpack what it is that you feel that this child actually makes them deserve the title. Because sometimes, as Saul was saying, it might just be a lighthearted banter or a word that you are using freely. Mm. But do you actually understand what your child understands and actually internalizes in terms of that label? Firstly, do you even understand what it is that goes with you putting that label and the types of responsibilities that it translates into? Because if what you were saying is that my child is wifey and as a result they carry the burden of what their wife does except the sexual needs, meaning that you get friendship, you get companionship, you get validation, you get sense of fulfillment and joy and nurturing and support that you would have for a partner, if it comes from your child, then already we are saying that is emotional incest, firstly. Secondly, if ever what you're finding is that the way that you are calling your child that label actually changed the dynamics in terms of you being dependent on your child rather than your child being dependent on you for nurturing, support, fulfillment, acknowledgement, advice, anything else. If the roles are reversal, then already we are saying that that's also emotional incest, because of the parent-child role is such that if the child were to depend on you for that, not the other way around. And it's simple things. The fact that you want to go buy a dress now, and before you can buy it, you want the child to have a look at it. And you say, my daughter says. And most of us can say it at you, or my son says. Or if ever I'm going to go to a party, my child will be a plus one. So you might not even be throwing the name, but you actually have ways of actually making your child feel that without their validation, acknowledgement and support, you are nothing without them. But what you also find is that children at this age, they struggle to even go and have sleepovers. They struggle to go and have their own friends, and they even struggle to disagree with you, because if they disagree with you, they understand it changes the dynamics. So part of what you look at in terms of that name, are you guys able to have a fight and have a fight where your child is able to assert themselves, disagree with you, and actually throw a tantrum if they need to, without them feeling like it's going to threaten their position? Because sometimes they understand that I cannot be who I am and express my needs. I cannot be rebellious because my mom is going to feel like I'm wrong. They've got guilt feelings. They're going to feel like they're rejecting me. But I think part of also that thing is look at how the two of you communicate. Is your child able to form boundaries with you? Are you able to observe boundaries with your child? What are the discipline practices that you guys are having? Because sometimes when you see your child as your partner, you tend to be a bit more permissive. You don't have structure. You don't have discipline. You don't have follow-through and consequences in terms of what they're doing. So have a look at that. So unpack it layer by layer. So it's not just a simple thing of, I'm just joking when I'm using the name.
Doctor, is sharing a bed with your child till they very, like, you know, till they 13 or 14, which I think is very old, is that also, would you say, covert incest?
I wouldn't necessarily just simply put it that way. There are families out there that live in a one room,
yes,
and there's only one
matras. Oh, yeah, I don't
there's only one
that
double bed for us to sleep in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the reality is that there's a lot of kids who grow up until maturity sleeping with their partner, with their parents,
rather.
And that becomes just how we manage the situation at home. However, we do know that if ever your child, for example, has become dependent on you being there, and they cannot even be functioning without you, they're also recognizing that they're not able to be individually, form a sense of identity and independence and self-sufficiency that is age-appropriate and developmentally appropriate for them, then you can actually begin that they might also be having a codependent relationship with you. And then the key thing is, for you as a parent, are you finding that you are actually saying to your partner, no, you can't spend the night because I'm going to be sleeping with my child. No, you can't do this, I can't do that because I've got guilt for me a new relationship because my child already occupies that. So you find that you struggle as an adult to form new relationships because you're feeling that you're going to be abandoning your child. And it's not supposed to be like that. If it's just about us sharing a bed because of our own space, let it be about that. But if it's about you having an emotional dependence and an unhealthy level of reliance on your child, then that's what we're referring to.
It's a lot. It's really, really a lot. And I know we're really, really running out of time. As brief as you can possibly answer this for me, it's said that when something is done to you long enough, you end up doing it to yourself. Can there possibly be instances where the child, usually the son, also think it's okay to refer to their mother as their girlfriend or their wifey, even if they're not doing anything physically incestuous?
Absolutely. Have you seen those TikTok videos where a guy has got a car, he's an adult, he's got a woman that is married, and he says the front seat, kya womba?
It's a lot.
So you find that you cannot even form independent relationships with your partner as an adult because you are still having this type of relationship where your mom is actually like your partner and you cannot even separate in terms of that. So absolutely, it ends up actually even harming the type of relationship and attachment that the person has going into adulthood.
And would you advise therapy for people that are of this mindset to refer to their kids, yes or no answer, as their hubbies or
wives? Absolutely. Individual as well as family therapy, absolutely.
Thank you so much. Dr. Matenji, thank you very, very much for touching on this. A topic that I've been very, very interested in for a while, covert emotional incest. Not a cool thing. Not a cool thing at all. If you are one of those that refer to your kids as hubby, wifey, please stop.
Interview.
On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag 959 Breakfast. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.